Our next guest, many of you will know and will remember, Sean Page, once Father Sean Page of St. Anne's Parish in Sligo Town, as is Catholic priest Father Sean Page. Sean is now a fully fledged Church of England minister. I hope that's the right term. And he's based in the Manchester area. And as part of his current religious duties, he is involved in acting as chaplain in a prison in the area as well. Sean, good morning. And welcome to the program.
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
I've got that right. You're now a fully fledged Church of England minister. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, the bottom end of a very long story is when Clarice and myself got married, and I got brought back to church after 10 years of going nowhere and doing nothing. It came to light that. And was said to me by her and other people that I missed all this ministry stuff. And that led again to another long process, spoke to the Bishop of Manchester, and because Church of England recognise Catholic priests, I didn't need to be ordained again. In my own weird logic, I said, I'm being recycled. So I got what they call a license, and now I'm linked to a parish, which is voluntary. So I jokingly again call it, it's a bit like Dad's Army, Corporal Jones in the week, and or Jonesy in the butcher shop in the week, and Corporal Jones on the weekend. So that's that one. But yeah. There is also, because I was licensed, that gave me the opportunity to apply for the prison job when it came up.
I'll come to the prison job in a moment, but I was talking to you yesterday in relation to this interview, and you made an interesting analogy. You see no big deal in transferring from the Catholic Church to Church of England. It's like a football transfer, you said.
Yeah, and again, it's my, if you like, weird sense of humour. But in some ways, it is a big deal. And the one thing that I learned to do is to respect religion, respect faith. I mean, it's what people have for centuries and more, and it's not my place to stand up and say that one is wrong and one is right. So what I do, the way I see it, as you said yourself, it's a bit like football. In the Christian church, there's one Jesus, there's one Father, there's one Holy Spirit. And I make an analogy like FIFA. It's the game of football. And football has rules. And the rules of being a Christian is you follow Jesus. Now, again, as in football, you got different churches. So I could say over here, like City and United, there are different jerseys. They've got their rivalries. But if they don't play the game properly, it's very easily spotted. So even though there's different churches, which I respect, I see myself primarily as a Christian and secondly as a member of the Church of England, because that's now where my driving license, so to speak, comes from. So I've done a transfer from the Catholics, Roman Catholic, to Church of England. I still respect me Roman Catholic heritage, because I wouldn't be where I am without it. And I respect equally Church of Ireland, Church of England, Methodists, whoever they might be. But unless we get together and see one Jesus, then we'll end up having football scraps. That's the whole point behind the Christian Unity Week, that I don't know where it goes, but we give it lip service.
All right. I get the sense from you, Sean. I could be wrong about this, knowing you as we did when you were a Catholic priest here in Sligo. The caring and social aspect of this is more important to you than the religion. Would that be a fair assumption? And the way in which you can help people, or you want to help people?
I mean, the image I take is Jesus in the parables. What he did was, well, he got born, he did his ministry. He told a lot of stories. He said, like, look at the birds of the air. Look at this. Look at that. And from where the people were, he linked that to God. Now, with me and all me faults and failings, the only witness, really, that I can give is to be a person of faith. And people will see a genuineness, you know, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's between them and God, their own faith. So it's not up to me to get them inside the church doors. It's up to me to let them know, directly or indirectly, there is such a person as Jesus. This is the bottom line. And then between them and God, they follow the path and see where it takes them.
Your prison work, we wanted to tell us about this morning. Sean, what can you tell us about that, and what do you do exactly?
Right, well, it's a two-pronged job. It's like generic and faith-specific. So I'm an employee of the Ministry of Justice for the time that I'm in there. And because of that, there is expectations like there is of any prison staff. I'm part of a multi-faith team. So we got, let's say, Roman Catholic, Church of England, Hindus, Buddhist, Muslim, that's what I was trying to think of. So there are many, many different faiths. And the chaplain's team represents, most of those faiths are represented by chaplains in the prison. And we all sit around the same table. We have discussions, but it never goes to blows. So in a sense, we're all on the same sheet. So the generic job would be, let's say a fellow comes in, John Smith, whoever. One of the things would be receptions. We meet him. How are you? What's the story? Where did you come from? Why are you in? Did you speak to your family? Is there any other stuff we can do? So that would be the reception. On the other end of that scale, as we see them before they leave, you know, to go back into society. There's the usual church services or whatever. The big one is bad news and managing funerals and stuff like that. Then there is, in a prison service, there tends to be quite a bit of mental health related issues. And because of that, the lads, let's say they're self-harming or something, then they would go on what's called an act to be a bit like social safeguarding on the outside. So again, the mental health staff, chaplain rep, whoever, there's a meeting every so often to make sure that that person is getting appropriate care. So one of the chaplains would sit in on that. And apart from that, there's the normal Sunday business. So, yeah. And we help each other out.
Yeah, is that something you volunteered for, or were you seen as a suitable person?
It was a job that came up, and I was asked if I was interested in applying for it. I did. So it's normal interview workplace procedures. And thank God I got it, and it was the best thing that ever happened.
You find it,
because it's only 2 odd days a week, it doesn't pay the bills.
You find it fulfilling?
So I need to do absolutely, absolutely marvellous. I think it kept me head together during the COVID.
Do you still keep in contact with the west and northwest of Ireland? Are you close connections, of course, with Sligo, obviously, and you're a native of Roscommon. Do you still keep in touch, Sean, with all the people you knew back then?
Well, I do and I don't. A lot of the family now, well, you know, there's family in Galway, there's family in Castlereagh. I tend to use the social media sometimes, but I'm not a great fan of it. Time rolling on, and things being what they are, and money being what it is, and Brexit means being what it is, there is a bit of a distance. But we're still in contact. I mean, there's no animosity, there's no bad feelings, the link is there.
Yeah, and no regrets at all in how your life has turned out. And well, everybody has regrets to a certain degree, but
everybody has regrets, and if I'd done it again, how would it be? You know, it's a bit like St. Paul, he got blind and then he got his sight back. Of course there's regrets. There's been bumps and lumps and whatever, tears along the way. I mean, that happens to us all, and it's part of the weird thing of being human. I have to take responsibility for what I've done wrong, as everyone does, but I also take pride in what's right. So rather than blame and right and wrong and that, I see myself on a journey. And that journey is to get close to God. And it's about traveling along the road with people as Jesus did on the way to Emmaus. And having a Christian thinking and a Christian head, well, then other people travel the same journey and we help each other out on the way. But I think the amazing thing for me is to be able to work with other religions, other faiths, and see how much we have in common. But respect the differences. Yeah, the stuff I do regret. Would I do it again? I don't know, because it's, again, like the football match, hindsight's a great thing.
Yeah.
But to the best of my knowledge, I'm in a good place now. My head is more settled, if that's physically possible. And Clarice hasn't kicked me out, which has to be a positive as well. And we got a wee horse that keeps us out of trouble and away from the usual, you know, away from the usual work and everything else. And, you know, thank God, never be a millionaire. But surviving day to day and thankful for the way it is.